Kia ora and welcome back to the show. I'm very excited to have the crew from Fixate here with main man Jacob Yikes in the studio as well to talk about the first, I believe it's first Fixate exhibition of the year, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yeah. I've got a nod there. It's called Escapism by the one and only Jacob Yikes. Good morning, Jacob. How are you going?
Good, good.
Hey, congratulations on this new exhibition.
Thank you, yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
Pretty good. It was we did the hang yesterday, so it was good to get everything out of the studio and up on the walls.
Is that a nerve-wracking experience?
Nah, it's sort of like, from like today onwards it is. It's right, kind of like, yeah, once everything's up and out, it's kind of like, it's a relief. But obviously sort of showing these sorts of works to the public can be somewhat nerve-wracking because they're fairly personal paintings as usual, yeah.
That's a good place to start, I think, actually, because this is your second exhibition.
It's my second solo exhibition in Fixate's new space.
Yeah. So how does that kind of work in terms of like your mental approach? So you've done this first one and the whole thing is kind of dreamscapes, diving into your subconscious. You've done one.
Yeah.
What's kind of your thinking for round two?
Well, I guess like this body of work was kind of a continuation of the last body of work. So it was almost a little easier this time. Like last time spent like 2 years on and off working on that last show, and then sort of basically following on from the last show last April in 2022, I just kept going. I kind of everything in this show was sort of brewing in my mind already, so it was almost easier. I just kind of locked myself away for a year, and this is the result.
So, for people who didn't see that first exhibition, kind of how would you describe escapism, basically?
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's pretty similar to the last show. Escapism's kind of just like, obviously, like, escapism sort of is that term where you've creating your own sort of reality to escape reality effectively, which is a kind of the gist of what my work is and always kind of has been. It's sort of a dive into my own psyche, into my own subconscious, and this is sort of like what comes out of my mind effectively.
Yeah,
it's when I work, I don't sort of plan anything specifically apart from sort of color schemes and maybe the layout a little bit, but everything that you see on these works is just sort of exploded out of my brain effectively.
Wow.
So I almost like when I'm painting them, I'm just sort of trying to come to terms of what they are as well.
Yeah. I kind of love that. There's an unpredictability to it, which I think is great. We have a piece right here in the studio at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Explosion, I think, is the right word, you know? It's a real explosion of colours and textures and it's just remarkable.
Yeah,
to
they're
be
full
quite
on.
Honest.
Like this work that we've got in here is probably like the first work I worked on after the last show. So I think this work is probably like the real sort of transition from that last show to the new body of work. It's kind of got elements that were seen in the last work, but there's also bits in it that are starting to sort of change and morph into what the rest of the show looks like. I think it's probably the most chaotic piece to some degree as well because of that reason, just from that, you know, it's a transition piece. Yeah, it's definitely got a lot going on.
Yeah, the title's good too.
Yeah.
So what's the material? Is it like watercolour?
Nah, so I just paint on like gessoed hardboard, like custom made boards, and I it's a real process to getting even just the first layers of paint on. Like I build up pretty like, I make it very, very smooth so that it's almost like a whiteboard surface. And I mix in metallic pigments with acrylics, and it's all done lying flat, apart from sort of certain little bits at the end where I'm airbrushing and things like that. But it's all just liquid acrylics and metallic pigment.
Yeah, right. Wow. I kind of doesn't know where to land on it, which is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, that's, I think my paintings have always kind of given that feel where you do really have to sort of sit with them for a while. And I kind of like that other people will see things in them that I don't initially. Like yesterday, Jen sort of pointed out a smiley face in the middle of there too that I had not sort of spotted at all whilst doing it or even afterwards.
Oh, yeah. No, I can see that. Yeah.
There's just things like that in them that are kind of... I find that kind of, you know, that's the most interesting for me because I'm with them for so long. Mm. I kind of know them inside and out. And then it's nice to sort of see something new at the end of them.
So how many pieces are in this exhibition?
I think there's 8 new originals. Two of them made into prints. So like 4 really large works and then 4 smaller works.
Cool. And Ruben, how do you view and see all of this? What do you think? Might have to get you a little closer to the mic there.
When I first saw this body of work, I called into Jacob's studio and we do what we always do, which is then sit around and talk for what, way longer than we plan. but I was blown away because for me, this is such I wouldn't say a leap because this is the progression that Jacob's been making over the last 10 years almost.
Yeah, right.
Has been really clear. You know when you see Jacob's work.
Mm,
but this body of work, I think, has really captured a sense of refinement, a confidence and understanding of what he's trying to do. And as he touches on, when you're trying to recreate visually something from an inner state, that's a real challenge. You know, the just coming to understand those things, let alone recreate them, is an incredibly difficult task. And his ability to create these spaces and these environments is just incredible. And I really think this is a true sort of high watermark. You know, it's incredible to think that it was begun so soon after the last one. It shows how fast I think his mind is working in terms of knowing that he's still looking for new details and new elements. And yeah, this body of work, having seen it, I was blown away. It's an incredible show.
You raise a really interesting point there. It's like the whole idea that you really, like, after a night of sleep, you really remember your dream for like the first 5 minutes, and then that memory kind of starts to fade. And the way this work captures a state of mind is must be a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, and a lot of it's, you know, a lot of them aren't good dreams. Really bad sleep paralysis, and that's kind of driven a lot of this work because it's become really intense over the last sort of 6 to 8 months. So that's my way of, like, trying to understand the sleep paralysis thing, and because effectively that's like me being stuck between the dream world and reality. I often don't want to go back to sleep after that, so I will go into my studio and sort of just spurt it all out there too. So yeah, it's good dreams and bad dreams and sort of everything in between effectively.
Yeah, I do actually get sleep paralysis sometimes. Yep. And it is you're asleep but you're awake. It's very odd thing.
Yeah.
I guess kind of the most important details really are, when does this start? How long is it on for? Where is Fixate Gallery?
Kia ora. Fixate. Hi. So Escapism opens tomorrow night at 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. at Fixate Gallery, which is 54 Horden Street in Sydenham. Please come along. We'll have beers supplied by Southpaw Brewery, and yeah, it's going to be a great night. The exhibition is on until late April as well.
Cool. If you don't make it. Yeah. So plenty of time to go see it. Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. It is always a pleasure when you guys come in. And it's a shame good art can't be made quicker, because it'd be nice to have you in here more regularly. But I won't rush anyone. That would be rude. But yeah, thank you so much for coming in today, guys.
Thank you.
And yeah, to our audience out there, go to Fixate. Go check out Escapism. It's on for a while, so you've got no excuse not to see it. It's truly remarkable stuff. So, once again, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Liam.
Thank you. Cheers.